The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We risked our lives to go see Anthony A. and Ariana Grande this past weekend. I forgot to talk about it yesterday, so I'm going to bring it up right now. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile Studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So went to see Wicked, which was amazing. Thank you for date night, DJ Automatic. So good.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh my gosh,
I was singing. One of the greatest musicals of all time, DJ Automatic?
Yes.
I'll put it in the top five, yeah. All
right. I didn't even want him to answer. I said yes. My name is not DJ Automatic. I'm Dana Cortez.
I just wanted to get to it. I know Automatic, you know, loves musicals, started with Mary Poppins.
It did. And he likes musicals more than me. Yeah. I don't know the Spoonful of Sugar and Rent and all of those things that his family sings.
But I will say, super impressed with Ariana Grande.
Here we go. Uh-oh.
She needs to win something.
You know, because she's been so successful as a musician that I forgot she was initially an actress and she's killing it. Her comedic timing was so good.
AKA Glinda, the gut is silent. She did a great job. Okay, that was great. But then Saturday, Anthony A was at the Improv.
Yeah.
Did such a great job. Took over. TJ Miller had to go home. No, I'm just kidding. TJ Miller was the headliner. He played the bartender in Deadpool. Okay, this is a big actor, big star, big comedian. And our car wouldn't start. Anthony, we had to go see you. Automatic was like, we have to go see. We started the car, went out and about, risked ourselves, went to a party after that.
Of course, when we're leaving to get on the highway, Dana puts in my brain, hopefully the car doesn't shut down while we're on the highway.
No, I was like, hold on, wait, the car didn't break down at the comedy show,
no,
did it?
No, it worked perfect.
Drove us to a party after.
All right, cool.
Worked perfect. Then I drove, we did a little Sunday floor and decor, you know, a little Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday
going to the Home Depot.
Yeah. It was great. And then when I got, this morning, I go to pick it, to start it, and guess what?
Won't start. So your car.
My car has 19,119 miles on it, and the car won't start. BMW, I'm shaming you right now. There's no reason for my car not to start when it's that new.
Yeah. The car is hungover. It decided, you know what, I don't want to go to work. It said, I don't want to go. I had a big old party
weekend.
Somebody
get it a Michelada.
You know what, though? You did great, Anthony.
Oh, I just wanted to say that.
And,
thank you so much.
You know, it was great that some of the audience came to talk to us, too.
Yes,
that was exciting.
Beautiful. Shout out to everyone at the Improv and the amazing staff that they had there all weekend. They had such a long weekend. The staff, they had a drag show at noon and then a TJ Miller show at 10 o'clock. So shout out to everybody at the Improv. It was an amazing time.
You know what I was thinking? They probably wish they had our car. They wouldn't have to come to work today. All right. So anyway, Anthony A., National Day.
All right. Today we have National Lager Day for my 21 and over folk. This is a celebrated lager beer.
That's what I was going to say. Is it dark beer, Anthony?
It's actually a summertime beer, which is interesting why it's celebrated in December.
What? So, it's propaganda because nobody is drinking beer this time of year. Mm. It's all about hot toddies, atole with a little shot of whiskey in there, and everybody's yakking up eggnog. That's what it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you lick the food that fell out of your mouth onto your sleeve in front of the waitress, DJ Automatic, I thought I was going to crawl under the table and just disappear. I was mortified.
You know, the sad thing is it was just a reaction to me. I didn't even think about it. That's what I do, Dana.
They put the salsa and the queso down, but he's talking to the waitress, opens his mouth, shovels a giant chip with salsa on top into the mouth. Proceeds to talk. Everything falls onto his right sleeve.
I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
The salsa dropped while I was bringing it to my mouth.
No.
It was on my left sleeve. I'm a right-handed person.
And then he licked the sleeve.
I didn't even think about it. It was a real reaction. I went with my instincts, okay?
The waitress went with hers, too. She turned around and left the table. She didn't even ask what I wanted to drink. Okay. She didn't even ask for, do you want a margarita? She said, bye. I'm sorry. You had to be married to that person. Licked the sleeve. Like just a big lumbe.
Okay, I'm gross. I get it. I've got a problem with getting food in my mouth.
Etiquette, yes. DJ Automatic. And you had the audacity to get upset at this woman when she didn't want to bring us plates. She saw you. This man doesn't need a plate.
No, I obviously needed a plate.
Thanks.
But I'm not the only man out there that has this problem. And so I want to present an idea to you, kind of Shark Tank style. Can I step onto the carpet and present you this idea?
Go ahead. So you think you're not the okay? So you think other husbands eat with their other men?
It's not even just husbands. It's just men in general. Just boys. Period. This can go from age 1 to 101.
Okay.
So my idea for the splatter platter is I was in our kitchen the other day and Dana has these plant holders so the water doesn't drop out of the bottom. And I thought, you know what? If I put a paper plate inside of that platter, it will catch all the food that doesn't get into my mouth and usually ends up on my t-shirt.
Okay.
And so it worked. And so I found a new target market, which is couch eaters and bed eaters. You know there's a ton of us out there. Women, you were doing this too. You guys have little stains on your t-shirts on the top too.
Nobody but you and your brothers have those stains on their shirts and sweatshirts. And you know what? I know what you're talking about. I've seen other men with those same stains.
I even came up with a slogan for it.
What?
When you miss your mouth, it doesn't matter, because now we got Splatter Platter.
I don't know if you're going to sell
Mark her. Cuban, where you at?
No, I don't know if you're going to sell very many of those, because there's another solution.
What's that?
Close your mouth when you're chewing your food.
I thought you were going to say a man bib.
No, I did invent the mib last year.
Splatter Platter's way better.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Houston attorney Tony Busby says he has a female client who at the age of 13 was sexually assaulted by P. Diddy and Jay-Z. Now, this happened 20 years ago, this is what she claims, at a VMA after party. Since then, Tony Busby has made several statements to various news outlets, including this one to KPRC.
People who wouldn't otherwise, for a variety of reasons, are now stepping forward to make their voices heard and to pursue justice. But no, most of these people are scared. They fear backlash in their communities. They fear backlash in their own families.
Since the paperwork was filed, Jay-Z has also made a statement. I don't think this was something his publicist wrote either.
It felt like it was something he just got jumped on his iPhone and started typing out.
And there's a lot to it, but basically it boils down to him saying these are false accusations. He's angry that his daughters, his wife, his son have to see these lies and even have an idea that these things could have happened. He's going to fight it tooth and nail. No statement from Beyonce yet. She seems to stay out of these kind of things.
And rightfully so. She wasn't even with Jay-Z at the time, so she's got to steer clear of it.
Well, yeah, they met when she was pretty young herself.
Well, they had met before this, for sure.
Yeah, they met before this, for sure. I don't know what to say about this, except that
it's all allegations at this point. And, you know, allegations can be made against anyone. People made a lot of it now.
You're right. There were a lot. Well, he was found guilty on some of those charges in civil court. This is a civil lawsuit, by the way, against Jay-Z. This is not a criminal charge, which is very different than the Diddy situation. But here's what I want to say. Allegations against Diddy have been floating around the industry for decades, and no one paid attention. No one seemed to care about the women accusing him until the video of him assaulting his girlfriend Cassie was leaked. I want women to be heard. I want women to be believed. And more importantly, I want women to be safe. We will follow this story as it develops and keep you updated.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So there's this math teacher. He's 63 years old. His name is Irvin Randall. He is now an influencer.
What?
A fashion influencer. And the ladies are loving Mr. Randall. Oh, my gosh. Automatic Anthony A.
I saw this guy. He's a fly guy.
Did you see him on Instagram?
Yeah. I saw him on the news first.
Something about him looks very Gen Z Santa Claus-like, to be honest,
right?
In the most respectful way, Mr. Randall.
I will say this. I think Santa ain't got nothing on Mr. Randall.
Oh, man, this guy is smooth, man.
Super dapper. And that's the thing. Teaches second grade math, like we said, right? He's doing 2 + 2.
Imagine if he's a high school math teacher.
Oh, he couldn't be a high school math teacher.
I was failing a lot of high school math, so I'd have been so frustrated if I'd have been failing my math class and then my teacher.
And your teacher looks like that?
He looks like that, and he's doing like get ready with me for the day, like Instagram videos and stuff like that. That'd have messed me up.
If you'd like to see Mr. Randall, go to @DanaCortez and @DanaCortezShow Facebook and Instagram pages. We're going to throw him up there. I just started to think to myself, how is he still teaching? You know, he's making way more money on Instagram showing people how he dresses. And he says he's always done it. Here he is talking to CBS.
Something in me turns on, and I have a swagger in me that comes out like a beast.
Yeah, he's always dressed like this. This isn't a new thing. He just started taking pictures to show out.
I feel like I got voted out of the teacher's lounge.
Yeah.
Eventually they're like,
imagine working with him.
That's too much, bro.
You're too fly.
Yeah, bro.
That's that second grade energy right there.
It's not. But it is teaching, I think, other men to step their game up. Because a lot of men today dress like sixth graders.
True.
My husband teach automatic.
I did the other day. We're going through the airport, and this kid comes up to me, and he's like, bro, those are hard. And he's talking about my shoes and my sweats. And I was like, a 13-year-old just said I look fly.
I don't know if that's a good thing
I need to step my game up.
Yeah. When I was back home visiting my mom for Thanksgiving holiday, I ran into my high school ex-girlfriend and her new husband, and I couldn't have looked more midday Walmart errand run.
No, I had
my Birkenstocks and dirty socks on.
No!
Gross, dude. Mr. Randall would have been so disappointed in me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I looked so disgusting when I read it.
I got influenced one time, but it wasn't a good thing. And it was about 2.5 years ago now, DJ Automatic. Well, I got lip injections.
Oh, you're talking about you were influenced. I thought you were talking about your bad fashion choices, like puffy white shirt that you had, like the Jerry Seinfeld shirt that you used to wear. What was that?
I don't know, but I wasn't talking about that. You and Anthony A made fun of me for wearing that puffy shirt, and I was influenced by a model online.
It was very Captain well. Jack Sparrow. It reminded me of Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm 5'2". The woman who was modeling was 6'2".
Yeah.
It pretty much looked
didn't work out that way.
Well, neither did the lips. When I got these lip injections, because I already have very big lips, very full, I came home and Automatic said, "What did you do to your face?"
Dude, that was Kim K's fault. We'll blame it on her.
Ooh. It's not Kim K's fault. It's my fault for being easily influenced by people online. There's so many folks now on Instagram that I see that all look the same. Luckily, the trend is going the other way. People are un-Kim K-ing their faces. And I got that stuff taken out,
maybe
by the way.
Maybe we can all start dressing like Mr. Randall.
That's how we should be influenced.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Taylor Swift was on tour for 21 months.
Dang.
Almost a year. She brought out Ice Spice. She brought out Sabrina Carpenter. She used Glorilla and Sexy Red Smash, What You Know About Me, to promote one of her last concerts. And now the Eras Tour is officially over.
The Eras Tour outlasted Ice Spice's career.
Oh, Automatic!
Respectfully.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sorry. Facts are facts.
Respectfully and true.
Well, Ice Spice ain't the only artist. There's more than that.
There's a lot more artists, that are not doing as well. Shout out to T-Swift, though, for showing that love to these other strong women. That's what she's about, and it always has been, empowering girls, empowering women, changing the economy.
And I really appreciate
in the city she went to.
Agreed. And on top of that, I really appreciate how her and Beyonce strive to unite their crowds and make sure that people understood that they are, you know, in support of each other, and versus where people are constantly trying to pin them one against another. We just live in a great time, an era where we have two queens like Beyonce and Taylor Swift who can literally shift economies from their concerts.
You know, it's interesting what you just said about Taylor Swift and Beyonce. This is one of the only times that she has publicly addressed something that's a lie. She got mad at Lady Gaga for answering a TMZ, some kind of, I don't remember what it was exactly, but she answered the accusations. Taylor Swift told Gaga, don't do that because you're giving them the fuel they need for the fire. With Beyonce, she was so sick of people pitting them against each other. That's why they linked up, because it's a lie. It's just not true. Both of those women love women and want to empower us to love one another. So
now that she's done with the tour, is she going to get pregnant and have a baby from Travis Kelce?
She's going to get married. She's going to get pregnant. And Travis Kelce's the one. The way that they treat each other is different. The way that he uplifts her is different than anything I've seen her with before. All these other men seem to, you know, kind of intimidated. Travis is like, bring it on.
All right.
You know?
I think she's going to kick back a little bit, relax. I don't think we're getting a Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift baby until 2026.
Okay.
That's your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cooking, but not ready. It's not ready to be baked.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You might not want to ask for that extra guac at Chipotle. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Happy Tuesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
With the popularity of Wicked, starring Ariana Grande, obviously great movie. Automatic, thank you for date night this past Friday. So good.
I was pleasantly surprised at how good the movie
was. Such a good movie. Yeah. Well, the iconic ruby slippers from the first Wizard of Oz, worn by Judy Garland, were just auctioned off for $28 million.
Dang. Why?
It was only expected to be $3 million because it's a piece of history, Automatic.
Imagine how much Cinderella's slipper's going to go for.
It's just one slipper, though. Yeah. You get a half. Yeah. You get a half. 16. Yeah.
Two ruby reds.
Well, these are just like flats.
No, they're heels.
Oh, they're heels.
They're heels. All right.
I saw pictures of them. They look more like flats to me.
I said that
really confidently.
Yeah. They're kitten heels.
Okay, whatever that means.
Kitten heels.
Do you know that they were actually stolen because the thieves thought they were real rubies?
Wait, they're not real rubies and they're getting $20+ million for them?
That's why I didn't laugh harder. I thought they were a real
I thought for sure they had to be real.
It's just about nostalgia. Judy Garland wore them in the first movie.
Shout out Judy.
Shout out to whoever has that kind of money, that disposable income. And we know who has that kind of disposable income.
The guys who love The Wizard of Oz. Yes, Food News DJ Automatic.
Chipotle is raising their prices by 2%.
Oh.
Can they not read the room? Do they not understand that everybody's already complaining about portion sizes and now they're going to raise the prices by 2%?
Do you remember when I said that, look how great the economy is doing, but everybody keeps saying it's bad, even though travel was at its highest ever in history, even though we spent more money on Black Friday and Cyber Monday in history. People are now going to say the economy's good and they're not going to mind. Chipotle. Want
to
bet?
I'm going to mind because I still want extra pinto beans, okay?
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting a little bamboozled here by Chipotle because they just did the free burrito for Halloween, which I don't
feel they're trying to make their money back, Anthony.
I don't feel it's genuine anymore. I don't feel like it's a genuine concept anymore.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, today we have National Lager Day for my beer drinkers out there.
Beer?
No, it's lager. It's like a Dos Equis is a lager. It's usually Bud Light's a lager. It's what you see a lot. So shout out to the lagers.
I don't know any different.
Sunday
I don't drink beer, so that's okay. All right, what's next?
Well, then we'll move on to something some people will view it better than or less than. Nobel Prize Day.
Oh,
the Nobel Prize.
Nobel Peace Prize. Greater than lager beer? Barely.
I mean, whoever invented lager beer should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, so I know President Barack Obama has won a Nobel Peace Prize. I know, or is a Nobel Prize winner, not, is it peace that he won? Because
I think there's different
prize,
categories, different, yeah.
Einstein won a Nobel Prize.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, he won a Nobel Prize as well?
Yep.
If we win a Nobel Prize, DJ Automatic Anthony A., what would this show win for?
Saving marriages one show at a time.
Dana Dia, there you go.
At least we're trying.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Told the story earlier how we risked our lives to go see Anthony A. and his comedy set, which was worth the risk, wasn't it, DJ Automatic?
Yes,
it was so worth it. We risked our lives because our car wouldn't start, so I felt like you could die at any moment. Went to see Wicked. I went on two dates this weekend.
Oh, whoa,
Automatic. It was. I felt like you were super romantico. You were so romantic. We went to Wicked, which was amazing.
I hit the capita for the year right there.
Yeah.
Two dates where you didn't have to do any talking.
No.
It was so fun. We went to Wicked, then we went to go see Anthony A. at the Improv, which was fun. TJ Miller was the headliner.
TJ Miller. It was a fun time. Shout out to everyone at the Houston Improv. And shout out for TJ Miller for the opportunity. And yes, the very talented comedians, Grady and Andrew.
Because you're really funny, Anthony.
Yeah, it was good. We rotated all weekend. And I ended up getting a feature spot on Saturday Night Show. And
big time.
The audience big was time. Amazing. So yeah.
I will say you had some new material I hadn't seen before.
Oh,
that was very, very funny.
So funny.
Yeah. And that was like literally as I was walking in.
Okay.
I was like, you were doing the new. Because I'm not going to lie. I've seen Anthony perform, I don't know how many, 50 times, 100 times at this point.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I've seen a lot of your jokes. But to walk in and to see a brand new one and to see it hit in the whole room it was like a proud father moment.
Appreciate that.
Automatic was making so much noise I was like, be quiet. Oh my gosh, we're in the corner. I think that was such a great date night though for me, being at the comedy show, seeing all those other couples there. It was the best time. TJ Miller came and sat with us and all the other couples were jealous of me and DJ Automatic because the star of the show come and hung out.
That was pretty cool. I don't lie, you guys did get some clout tokens on that one because crazy, yeah.
And then after that, we went to another party. Man, Automatic, listen, you don't ever want to go out. And this weekend, it was just like, let's go for it.
How long did I last at that other party?
About 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I am a club snob at this point. I will not wait in line. And if I don't have a section to sit in, I'm not hanging out.
He didn't want to stay. Anthony, we were having so much fun. The music was vibing. I was ready to go into the dance floor. I'm like, look, this is my third date of the weekend. Ooh. Let's go dance. You know, the DJ was spinning. Automatic wants to be the only DJ spinning. Oh my gosh, we've got to go.
Is it hard for you to hang out at the comedy club when you're not performing?
I can't go to the comedy club if I'm not performing. That is a little weird, dude.
Exactly.
Especially
not having a section, just having to stand there at the bar. And I don't really drink, so I'm just literally just standing at the bar getting
water
in everyone's
lemon.
Position.
With water and lemon. Either way, it was a fun date night. And then the next day, it was back to normal. We were buying flooring for the house we bought in the internet.
Oh.
sexy.
Yeah, that
is. Lauren DeCore, baby. Right. Shout out to the girl that worked there, though. She's a sweetheart.
And she said, I moved into town now. She's our neighbor.
All right, I wish I knew more about flooring. I could go talk to her.
Anthony.
Well, you would like to go talk to her.
You would like to go talk to her. I can set you up.
I have nothing to talk about.
Could be like, you know that guy Otto and that girl Dana?
Yeah.
Who spent an obscene amount of money here
Speaking
the other day?
Speaking of matchmakers.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. All right.
We could invite her to the comedy show,
the
Anthony.
Girl from
she was
Florida
beautiful.
Core.
Put her on the VIP
She's
guest.
She's better at handy tools than me. I can't have a handy woman. That's crazy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.